We have two more weekends, or actually two more weeks. We have this weekend. We have a fantastic version of E.T. with the film, with the Boston Pops playing the score, and one of John's actually Academy Award winning scores. And then the next night we have an opera gala with Christina Opelias and Brent Turfel, two of the great singers in the Met and beyond, and they're singing Puccini and Wagner and a bunch of other things, even Porgy and Bess.
So let me get this straight, Mark. The E.T. is which night?
That's Friday night. That's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Yeah, and you see E.T. like you've never seen it, with one of the great orchestras of the world playing the score right there live with the film. And, orchestras done the suite from E.T. many, many times here at Tanglewood. We have not done the complete movie, so this will be a treat.
Well, we went to film night the other night. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, John comes on stage and the 15,000, 18,000 people stand up and cheer. I tell him, just, leave the stage at that moment. It's not going to get any better.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
And we had actually 18,000 people there. And Andres played trumpet out in public in a big crowd for the first time in 19 years.
So, it was great.
I think he captured, we have video for it for the lawn, and of course, and I think we captured a few minutes of that to send to his mother in Riga, so she could see what her son in his full glory.
What all those trumpet lessons got? That's great. Now tell us the next night.
That's quite a bit of rubles there for those lessons, for the record. But back because he played trumpet in the Soviet time and Latvia's history. And Sunday we have Beethoven 9, and then the BSO takes a little break, and then Tuesday we have this very, very obscure singer named Sting coming to Tanglewood, and Dinah Ross, who I spent a little time with in Detroit, and Quadrophenia is coming on Saturday, and Melissa Etheridge is coming on Sunday the 3rd. So we're not quite there. I mean, there's still a few concerts, and I think we're anticipating 10,000-15,000 people at some of these concerts. So it'll be a great way to end the summer. And
I have to say, Mark, will be that when Andres played his trumpet solo, it was with Lincoln, right? Was with the Lincoln?
Yeah, that's
thing.
The score that John wrote for Spielberg's movie Lincoln. So
right.
Daniel Day-Lewis as in the role of Lincoln.
Well, when he played that trumpet solo, and I'm a trumpet player of some note myself, not for a while, but
you were the understudy. we didn't tell you because we didn't want you to get nervous. You were our next move.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you.
And notice your phone didn't ring.
The tone was so great. Anyway, John Williams, you're quite right, got what he deserved. Standing ovation from everybody, including me. It brought tears to my eyes to watch how people love him. But then when Andres played the trumpet solo, the conductor, of course, of the BSO, did that. He was well-received in his first half of the program. But when he played that trumpet solo, he got a standing ovation, too.
Well, he got through it. He's not a professional trumpet player anymore. He certainly was. And I think it took great courage. When you haven't done something in 19 years, and it's one thing to go into your den or go in your basement and play something, and okay, fine, sounds like it sounds, but to do that in front of 18,000 people, and not to mention that's in the audience, and then 100 people behind you who you have to work with, playing in front of your peers is not without challenge and nerves. But look. And it's kind of fun because when Andres did the first half, he did a little suite of E.T., kind of a little teaser for the Friday show. I mean, he conducts it like a tone poem because it's so funny. I went through all the movies that were in that show, and I don't know, it's 12 movies or something. He hadn't seen any of them. When growing up as a kid in Riga, it's not like the latest Star Wars or E.T. or Close Encounters got there. I'm sure now it's obviously different, but a lot of this, is kind of fun for him, to actually. And the first time he conducted, when you conduct with film, it's more challenging because when you're conducting an orchestra, you go faster, they go faster, you go slower, they go slower. You want to go faster with the film, you go faster, the film doesn't go faster. The film is the film. It's set in time. So it's a little bit different for him. He hadn't really done that ever. So that was. That you don't get to change the tempo. The dialogue is the dialogue.
I can't wait, Mark Volpe, until they call you out of clarinet retirement. And you are going to have to play the solo in one of these pieces. That will be phenomenal.
I can wait. I can. I think. And I think a good part of the audience would prefer waiting. But we'll see. We'll see. The players tease me about that every once in a while. They were teasing me about it today, in fact. So we'll see. I don't have the excuse of kids anymore. They're grown and out of the house, so I can start practicing. I have a little time. So we'll see.
You know, the oboe players, we only have a minute, but the oboe players make their own reeds often. And, you know, the clarinet players, they buy their reeds, right?
I had a teacher who insisted, because he wanted you to really understand, you know, the reeds, and reeds is the wood, that the bamboo that vibrates with the mouthpiece that you know creates, you know, with the tube, makes the sound. You know, there's no such thing as sound without vibration. I mean, it's basically sound waves vibrating. And so ultimately, I learned to make reeds, and if I had all the time back that I spent making reeds, I'd be a lot smarter.